From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With red meat demand among Japanese consumers continuing to gain momentum, the U.S. Meat Export Federation introduced new and unique U.S. pork and beef dishes at FoodEx Japan, Asia's largest food trade show. On the beef side, thick-cut steaks were highlighted along with gourmet hamburger concepts. Gourmet burgers have become very popular in other Asian countries such as South Korea and Taiwan and are now gaining traction with Japanese consumers as well. Over the course of the past several weeks, getting immigration legislation through Congress went from what seemed like a lock to a set-aside thanks to a recent Supreme Court ruling on the DACA issue. AgWeb.com reports the ruling says President Trump cannot end the program and kicked a decision to a lower court, which in turn stifled the urgency of getting a DACA deal done. It also stalled a new agricultural guest worker program. But the bill's author, Virginia Representative Bob Goodlatte, continues to move forward the legislation, hoping to get it passed. Vice President Mike Pence says American farmers and ranchers do everything from feeding the hungry to serving on the school board, and the United States should be grateful for their contributions. According to AgriPulse, that was the message he conveyed Tuesday to commemorate National Ag Day. Pence says farmers and ranchers have an important role to play in society beyond the enormous and calculated economic impact. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.